Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. Bring us back.
Hello, stranger.
Isn't that great? Is it getting any better than that? I don't care how old you are. You got to like that music. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Rick Maurer likes that music, I promise. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of many books, including the new edition of Feedback Toolkit, which is coming out real soon. So, Rick, what do you think? You like Barbara Lewis?
You know, I love that song. I was going to say, why don't we just cut the interview and keep playing her the rest of the half hour?
I could do that. That's a great classic. I know you're a musician, a great. By the way, Rick, folks, is a great jazz trombonist, and so you'll have to send us some of your stuff, Rick, and we'll put it in our bumpers and use that. How about that?
Cool. That sounds great.
If you do it, if you'll make it, I'll play it.
Okay.
How about
all right,
that?
Good.
You got a deal? All right. We're talking about feedback, and folks, that's the title of Rick's re-released 21st century edition of the Feedback Toolkit that's coming out, and that's what we're talking about. In the previous segment, we kind of defined, Rick helped us define feedback, and feedback, Rick, is verbal, but it doesn't have to be verbal, right? It could be visual. Can you get visual? I mean, you got a new horn coming. When you play that, you're going to get audio feedback.
You're absolutely right.
It could be, you know, sometimes I get feedback from my wife when she makes a face at me. You know, that's feedback, right?
Well, it is, and here's where it starts to get tricky. Is if especially in the workplace that. If you're starting to read these cues, like, oh, his voice was different, oh, she was frowning,
mm-hmm.
then you're left to make up stories about what that means. You know, at home, we know the other person pretty well,
We
ought to, and we can go, uh-oh.
I'm in big trouble.
Yeah. And so if you're in the workplace, if people get it when your voice changes or you frown or you stamp your shoe on the table, that's fine if they get it. If they don't, then you got to add some words to it. Or, as you suggest, in lean manufacturing, it's a way of getting waste out of the system. One of the big things they talk about is making it a visual workplace. In other words, people can not only see what's going on, they can see what's supposed to be going on and where they stand.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't involve a meeting. It involves you just look up and you can see it.
Well, and of course, the military's been doing that for a long time. The Navy does that, we have a lady in our Brain Trust, Gwendolyn Galsworth, who her world is color, and she helps companies, especially manufacturing organizations, but not necessarily manufacturing, give feedback to each other through the colors that they use, the different things, the ways they mark things. But let's get back to the more traditional ideas of feedback. What else do we need to know about feedback that will help us, especially in small businesses? Because you know, Rick, in small businesses, we don't have a lot of meetings. We don't meet to plan a meeting.
Right.
We meet, we get it over with. Every moment of a meeting in a small business is precious.
Yep. Well, the first thing that's really critical is for most of us, feedback is really difficult. And the skills of giving feedback is not all that hard. I mean, you know, there are workshops. You could read my book, for instance.
I mean,
it's really easy. The problem is, and that's what I try to really get at when I'm working with feedback, is it's hard for people to give feedback to other people, and it's really hard for us to receive feedback. So if you run a small business, and let's say you got 10 people. There are probably going to be a couple people who you are in your inner circle, and those people may try to give you the truth. But what happens as soon as you're the owner or the leader, people start protecting you.
Hmm.
And if you don't have that buffer at all, then people are going, "Well, can he hear it today? Can you know? Is it
when you say that it protects you? What do you? How does that sound? What is
oh."
That?
You find leaders surrounded by yes men and yes women,
right?
And they don't and they're afraid to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And this happens. I don't want to say all the time. It happens.
What about when the team members presume that they already know what the boss is going to think about it? That's a kind of protection too, isn't it? They don't. It's probably kind of a perverse way, but if somebody says, "Well, I don't think he'll like that."
Yeah. In one hand, that may be a helpful thing. On the other hand, if they're guessing a lot and going, I don't think he will like it. And there's some fear in that. Like, I'm afraid to actually go to the boss
right.
and say, "Hey, here's what we're
right.
thinking." That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example. I had a client, and he said, and people were saying, there's just no communication. We don't know where we stand. And it was a really small office. And I said, so I'm talking to him, and I said, this is what people are telling me. He said, I don't understand. He said, I have an open door policy. They can come in anytime. And so I was saying that to one of the few people on the team, and they said, well, that's true. But what he puts a sign on his door, and he said, Rick, I'm not making this up. He puts up a sign and says, knock if it's really important.
Oh, no.
So we send, either we do it in unsubtle ways like
right.
that, or we send messages, I don't have time. Not only that, I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
The shooting the messenger kind of thing from ancient Roman days.
So bottom line, managers need to realize that they need to be a little more self-aware of the feedback that they're giving. And see, that's interesting. Almost our whole conversation today has been what managers give to their people, right?
Yeah.
So when we come back, let's talk about what people give to their managers.
Super. That'd be great.
After these messages, 10-10, right back with Rick Maurer. That's rickmaurer.com, and he and I will be right back. Stay with us.
The way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Parade on, it's a parade, you're leading in a...
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee. I call him Al. Voila!
Hello, I am Al.
Al is the world's most highly advanced supercomputer. He knows everything.
I know everything.
He's going to help us solve our international shipping problems.
I compute that you've been selling company secrets.
Huh?
You lied on your resume.
Well, just my age.
You're parked in a handicapped space today.
Step my toe.
You've been sleeping in the office every night.
Stop that, Al.
Problems at home.
Phil, hand me that folding chair.
Yes, sir.
Ow.
Ooh. Sir, why don't we just use FedEx Express for our international shipping needs?
Good thinking, Phil.
FedEx Express flies more cargo around the world than anyone else.
FedEx Express will take care of all our international shipping needs.
You've been stealing petty cash.
It's my company.
It's Daddy's company.
Well, he said I could... Daddy!
We understand. You want international shipping made easy. Reach customers in over 220 countries and territories with simple and helpful tools from FedEx.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Business owners, you're the driving force of American ingenuity, always forging ahead to provide jobs, build success, and better your community. But how do your friends on Capitol Hill reward you? With overregulation and even more restrictive employment laws. You're under constant government scrutiny, facing perilous legal pitfalls, getting slammed with harsher penalties if you can't comply. For most, the cost and risk of doing business will skyrocket out of control. But for you, confidence will skyrocket, knowing that you're in control. With Administab by your side every step of the way, helping you protect your business, get ahead, and reach your goals. One stroke of the pen can dramatically change your business and your life. Make the call, 877-273-6011, or visit administaff.com today.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'll get the clock straight in a minute. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Rick Maurer has deposited with us in the last decade as an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. So you can go there and find him today, as well as in the search engine or under the M's in the Brain Trust categories that we have there. So find all the things he has there and see what he has to say. He's talked to us about so many things over the years that are still valid. I encourage you to do that. Rick's new book, Feedback Toolkit, right, Rick, coming out?
It came out last month.
Okay, so it's out now, ready to go. So
it's
16
ready to go.
Tools for better communication. I encourage you to check that out. Rick, in the previous segments, we talked mostly about management feedback to folks who work for them. What about feedback coming the other way, from the rank and file up to the regular folks, up to the business owners and the managers?
Yeah, well, that is, pardon me, it's very difficult, as I mentioned, for people to give feedback to the boss, and yet it's essential. And so there's specific things that your listeners can do to encourage feedback. One of the things, they can ask for it, and when you ask for it, be very specific. If you say, we haven't gotten together in a long time. Before we have dinner, any feedback for me? That's just not a good question. It just doesn't work. People don't have anything fine.
You have bad breath.
Yeah, right. opinion. Okay, you're ugly, too.
Exactly.
So what you can do is be very, very specific. And if you know, for instance, that you're piling on a lot of work, you just keep throwing stuff on, and it's probably making it very difficult for people to get the job done or know what a priority is, then say that. Say, I realize I've been giving you folks a lot of assignments, and I'm curious, is that too much? Boom. And what it does, it sends a signal like, okay, yeah, she understands this, and she's open to hearing something.
Mm-hmm.
So the more specific you can be, even making a guess, an educated guess, primes the pump. It allows people, it lets them know the context you're interested in. And then when they tell you something, I don't care if it's insignificant,
mm-hmm.
Like your shoelaces are untied.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.